Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 28th of November 2011. All of the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So, a new technology from a firm here in Portsmouth in England called Path Intelligence is going to help you with your shopping. It's called Footpath, and actually it won't help you with your shopping at all. All it will do is use your cell phone signal to find out where you've gone in the mall, and then it'll take all that data and it'll pass it back to retailers on a secure site that tells them where you've been and what you've bought and how you've used it, so it helps them target your advertising. I think it's an absolute disgrace. Write to your MP. Our old mates over at PC Pro have managed to get Dell to change their website. They highlighted a problem to do with high-end graphics and standard graphics cards being advertised showing better pictures on monitors with a Windows desktop. Of course, it won't make any difference to it because a better graphics card just means that your 3D graphics render faster and better. Nothing to do with the desktop at all. Well done, PC Pro. You got it changed. GCHQ is going to help battle cybercrime. UK companies are going to be helped by the government to stay away from cyber issues and get better security strategies to go forward. The Cabinet Officer Francis Maud said the private sector, which owns, maintains and creates most of the very spaces we're seeking to defend, has a crucial role to play. It sounds like an awful lot of policy and not a lot of action, but they're putting £650 million worth of budget into it, so it's not all bad. Microsoft has managed to buy VideoSurf. They give you enhanced video discovery capabilities, apparently, for Xbox Live. I'm not entirely sure what that means. But in their press release, Microsoft's Alex Garden said it was going to enhance Xbox Live, in quotes. And over time, as we integrate VideoSurf's technology into our system, we're excited about the potential to have content tagged in real time to increase the speed and relevance of search results. Yes. Now, if you own a Canon EOS 1000D and you lost it overboard a little while ago somewhere in the North Pacific, fear not, it may have been recovered. Yes, one's washed up on the Canada shoreline in British Columbia, and it's got an SD card on it, which still works. The camera doesn't, unfortunately. It looks a right old state. And it's got information on there and pictures showing that it was lost over a year ago at sea. It stood the test of time. It's washed up, but they can't find the owner. So go and see if it's yours, eh? Chrome is going to gain plug-and-play game support. WebRTC video chat is coming as well as in 2012. What it means is you're going to get a whole pile of stuff that means you can play with all your mates and have a great time and talk to each other. Oh, that sounds great, doesn't it? And we were talking on Friday on the photo show about Wacom tablets, and Wacom have come out with a new product. It's called the Inkling. Effectively, it's a little sensor that you set down on your desk, and then you've got a standard pen, and you just write away on anything you like up to an A4 sheet. And then the sensor gathers it all, it knows where it was, and it reproduces it exactly. So you can do sketches, you can do handwriting, you can do anything you like. It's £149 if you want to buy it, so it's not particularly cheap, but it does look very versatile. The question will be, does it actually blooming work? Intel is working on a standardized Thunderbolt docking system for PCs. Now, if you're a PC user and you've looked on enviously at the Mac for having Thunderbolt, fear not, because it's definitely coming to you, allegedly. You've got connectors that will go in that will make a docking system that's a single plug and play, and away you go with your existing video graphics and Thunderbolt graphics if your computer holds them. If not, then don't worry. You've got the ultimate docking system on Mac. You can always jump ship and come over and see and play with us. And Tascam has debuted the IM2 stereo condenser mic. It's a very simple microphone that sticks in the end of your iPhone and it records with its own software. It looks fantastic. It's got a tremendous potential to be very, very good in terms of quality, and it's only $80 in the US. It's available for pre-order, and at $80, I think I might get one and just have a play. It looks gorgeous. And of course, last Friday was Black Friday, which meant you got a whole pile of deals on things at your local shop, especially electronics. And today's Cyber Monday. If you live in Japan, or if you've got anything to do with a Japanese firm, today's Cyber Monday, and you could get some fantastic deals. Sony are going to push out some deals. Nintendo have also got some deals out. And also Microsoft has jumped in with some Xbox 360, not to be outdone. So go and give it a go. See what you can find on the net. You may get lucky. And finally, yes, he's back. It's nearly Christmas. We're going to go over and speak to Santa, and we're going to talk about his new feature on Bagel Tech, Coming back for the third year running, Crap for Christmas. Hello, Santa, how you doing?
Yes, fine, thank you very much. Listen, about the money again. I didn't get paid last year.
Well, okay, Santa, but I'll get something through to you. I'm sorry, I didn't...
Yeah, anyway, that's all behind us now. We're not doing that. Hello, children, yes, Santa here. And I'll be back on Thursday with my Crap for Christmas, my usual feature for the Bagel Tech Network, in which I find all the things on the internet which really you couldn't spend your money on if you tried. Yeah. This year, I've got a brand new product. Can I just plug it a little bit?
Yeah, sure, Santa. Off you go.
Well, it's very simple, yes. Effectively, what I've done is made some nice spherical objects and lots of them as decorations for your Christmas. They're called Santa's Balls.
Very good.
And what you do is I've got one that's made of fur so you can stroke Santa's balls.
Uh-huh.
And I've got one that's really textured and lovely and it's brittle so you can scratch Santa's balls. And then the final one that I've made is made out of candy. And what that means is you can lick...
Okay, thank you, Santa. That's quite enough. Santa will be back on Thursday with Crap for Christmas as normal. And hopefully he'll have sold out of his new product by then. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.